I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
On your radio. On your radio.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronette Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
The Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
What's going on, my boy? It's been a while since the last time we caught up.
I see you walking with your head held down. Weight of life has got your shoulders hanging to the ground.
But that's okay, cause life can hurt sometimes. God gave you someone to help you fight. I got your back, and that's a fact. Whatever you need, I'll be there. Just remember that.
You got a friend in me. Friend in me. Life can get you down. Turn that frown around, cause you got a friend in me.
We heard that you were going through, but don't you cry, girl, cause we've all been there too. Baby girl, don't you know that you shine so bright? Let that hurt fade away and show the world your light. Don't let tragedy rob you of your smile. We're your friends and we'll be fighting right by your side. Just call my phone 8332 and I'll come running. I'll be right there for you.
Give me the one you seek in your time of need. Trust, no lies, no pretending, no fakes. Empty promises and no cliches. But I'm here for you day by day. If the situation changed, I would not stay. Right until the wheels fall off, no matter what it costs. Understand that
you got a friend in me.
Oh, you got a friend in me. Oh,
life can get you down.
Turn it from
but you got a friend in me.
Oh,
you got a friend in me. Hey, you got a friend in me.
Get you down sometimes and it can be real hard. But know that you got somebody on your side who's praying for you and who loves you. No
called a friend. Oh, you got a friend in me. I got a friend in me. Not a.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and today is going to be a wonderful show. On the other line, I have a very special guest today. He is none other than Mr. Tory Delaney. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. What's going on, Fred? Thanks, man, for having me on today.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad to have you on. We have new music coming to the station all the time, and I had the chance to listen to your brand new single entitled Been Good, man, and I really, really love it. So first of all, thanks for making sure I got it and giving me the opportunity to listen to it. So tell me about this single, Been Good, and much more about your music ministry.
Man, Been Good is basically a testimony of mine of what, you know, how God has been key, has been a keeper in my life, you know, and really just you know, just a song that says, hey, that everyone can relate to about if you look back over your life, you know, and all the trials, tribulations, all the triumphs, all the victories that just, you know, simply put, that God has been good, you know, and it's a retroactive type of statement, you know what I'm saying? And I like to coin the sound as what I call R&G,
yeah,
you know, a little rhythm and gospel, you know, I'm a product of the 90s, Fred, when R&B was going on, you know, big with like Jodeci and Boyz II Men. And so, you know, even though we're living for a risen Savior, that sound has still been an influence in my musical matriculation. You know, so my guy, the writer of that song, Jason Smith, we kind of bridged a way to make this a sound to infuse, you know, a gospel message, R&G. So Been Good is a product of that.
I love it so much, man. I was actually going to say the same thing, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to speak out of turn, and I certainly didn't want to say, you know, something that wasn't, you know, but it is definitely giving me those R&B vibes, and I love it. I picked it up from the beginning, and that's actually what made me keep listening, because I love... Listen, y'all, I'm a music lover, and I especially love R&B from the 90s. I mean, we can go all the way back to the soul music of Motown, the 60s and 70s. We can go back to the 50s at Motown. Right. I love that, too. So I love what you put in the song. So let me ask you this. What was your favorite group of the 90s? What was your favorite R&B group of that era?
Man, I had groups that I love. First of all, I'm a harmony lover, so I love Boyz II Men in their era, early 90s. But I'm a soul singer, so I love like Jodeci. I remember H-Town, my man Dino from H-Town used to really bring it.
Yeah.
You look at groups like, what's the group out of Atlanta? I can't think of those guys' names right offhand. They were coaching. They did a song called "One." Let's Get Married. What was the name of that group, man?
112.
She got me thinking. Now I can't even. 112 is one. Yeah, definitely. So I mean, I'm just a fan of that sound, you know. And I don't want us gospel listeners to get it twisted. Be like, okay, he's just a guy that want to do R&B. Well, you know, it's just an influence. You know, we've all been influenced by something or someone, and I believe that's what really makes up what we call kingdom music. You know, we become all things to reach all people, you know. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there that aren't listening to the Travis Greens. They're not listening to the Todd Delaney's or the Kirk Franklin's, you know what I'm saying? So this putting together a sound that can bridge both that unchurched audience or unfamiliar gospel audience is kind of what, you know, my intentions are with this sound and with Being Good.
Man, I love it so much. And to be honest, it's people in the church, you know, not just people without the walls of the church. It's people in church like myself and yourself that, you know, we love God and we love this particular sound. And it's so good to see artists who are true to themselves and true to what God has placed in them to the point, you know, that they make this music from a genuine place. Because we've all heard music where, you know, it's like this artist is trying to sound like, you know, this artist is trying to do this to sell records or whatever. So it's good to have this genuine expression of your gift, man. I love it. Again, I love it so much. You know, whenever I hear music like this, it's fresh. It's authentic. And and that's the thing. I think that's the selling point that we get away from sometimes. People look at the charts and they say, well, I want to make music like what's number one this week, you know, or they scan 1 through 10 and say, well, this is what people are listening to. This is what they're buying. Instead of just being authentic, because God will make room for that, you know? So, again,
man, being, I believe that there's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you got it.
Well, I was going to say, man, I believe that there's a special anointing in being yourself. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? I think that in being authentic, you know, and like you said, there are a lot of times that people, our artists are trying to replicate something that's already out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I believe, man, firmly, you know, and as we had talked previously, man, you know, with this connection about purpose, you know, yes. and finding your purpose, I believe that there's a strong anointing in being authentic. You know, I yes. believe that we owe it to ourselves to be ourselves, you know, yeah. and then God has designed us, you know, so uniquely, you know, that different from one another, that, you know, it would be a shame that if we try to copy something that's just not meant for us to be. You know, just go ahead and be who God designed you to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with that, I want to ask you this. Tell us a little more about the person, Tory Delaney, because we all, you know, Romans 8:28 is a scripture I live by, but something I learned a couple of years ago is that God is literally using everything to work together for our good, some good, some bad, some ugly, some great, some not so great. So just let us in a little bit, if you can, on the makeup of the person that we know now as Tory Delaney, this fantastic gospel minister, this gospel artist. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been married now for going on to be 20 years in November.
Congratulations.
So I've thank you so much. And I have two beautiful daughters, one 15 and the other 10. And so I'm a family man here in and I reside in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock, Arkansas. So I'm a country boy, city boy turned country, because I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois. And so I came here to Arkansas. I went to school, finished college, and I decided to make Arkansas my home.
Wow.
So being a minister here, yeah, man, I'm kind of out of a big fish out of the water here, man. It's a different culture, you know what I'm saying? Quartet is really, you know, a big thing down here.
Yes.
And so my sound, you know, being a little different coming out of Arkansas, you know, it sometimes could be a challenge, man. But I'm a faith walker, man.
Yeah.
And when I say that, you know, you look at a place like Arkansas and say, well, nothing really contemporary, nothing really comes out of Arkansas. They think about more traditional sound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always when I say I'm a faith walker, I always think about, you know, my man Noah. You know, and when he was telling people, hey, it's going to rain in a place that had never rained before. You know, it's not that it hadn't rained in a long time. It had never rained in that land. So I was like, well, hey, you know, I kind of consider myself a faith walker like Noah, that I just believe that if I do the work and if I stay true to myself and stay true to my purpose of what God has called me to do, you know, that rain will come, and it'll rain even in Arkansas, even on a contemporary sound, you know. So been in worship music, you know, I try to offer a full buffet, a full sound that everybody can pull up and eat to, you know. If it's a little seafood you like, if it's a little soul food you like, you know, we're going to be offering a little bit of everything as far as the sound is concerned. I've been involved in worship music for over 20 years, over 25 years.
Wow.
In both Methodist churches, in non-denominational churches, in Baptist churches. And just most recently, I was appointed as a worship leader at a very diverse mega church in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's the church at Rock Creek. And so I get an experience every Sunday to minister to an opportunity every Sunday to minister to a diverse crowd. You're talking about Caucasian, Black, Hispanic, Chinese, I mean, from all walks of life, you know. So it's a really good opportunity for me to experience cross-cultural worship and really get a glimpse at what what heaven's going to look like. I don't think there's going to be, you know, a side for the Baptists, a side for the Kojic. I think there's just going to be a heaven where all believers are able to come together, man. Yeah. And it's really been a challenge for me to, you know, not really musically, but to be able to embrace all cultures, you know, from a musical standpoint, man. And it's a great feeling to see people embrace your gift, no matter, you know, where you can still be authentic, be who you are. I don't have to change my style or change my sound.
Yeah.
And for people of all cultures to be able to embrace your gift, it's a great thing, man.
That really is wonderful, because we don't get that enough. And especially in Arkansas, of all places, down here in the South,
right,
in the Deep South, a lot of times, as Dr. King said, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is one of the most segregated hours in the country. We're still healing.
Yeah.
You know, we're still healing in a lot of places like that. And
right.
Serving at Rock Creek, you know, as you said, you see such diversity.
Sir.
And not only do you see it, but you contribute to that.
It's SP Radio.
Football is all about who becomes a champion.
From IamSecond.com.
In my game, sometimes it's all about who has the biggest ego.
NFL linebacker Brady James.
Get the big house, get the big car. What was I playing for? Start figuring out that I was only facing what other men have met. Picked up the Bible and I started reading. It was Romans 12:2, I'll never forget it. That verse said, do not conform to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. It's funny how God can take what we think is a mess and turn it into a message. The reason why I play, finally, no matter if we lose, win, I'm playing for a bigger audience, a bigger purpose. It's all about Him.
Watch Brady's story and others like these at IamSecond.com.
Is your New Year, New Me resolution already sidelined because of the same old debt and financial stress? Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement? Or do you have doubt? What if I told you there's a way to get out of debt in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending any more money than you're already spending? For answers to questions like these, call Keith Squalls. With integrity, expertise, and a promise to protect your privacy, Keith Squalls and the K. Allen Financial Group want to get you out of debt and into the financial freedom your dreams are made of. Call today, 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
This is Keith Squalls at K. Allen Financial Group. Call me at 877-888-6322. 877-888-6322.
So many reasons why we start to cry, until it's hard to see how things could ever change, that causes pain while our blood flows in the stream. But I'm convinced that you can pull us through and have not removed your hand. Yes, we will find a way to pray and heal our land. So many real concerns we left to burn. Now rage wants to rule the day. People are taking sides and as tensions rise, the righteous must take their place to show the world that you can pull us through and have not removed your hand. Yes, we will find a way to pray for peace where the lines are drawn, and for courage to meet our enemy. We need your wisdom so that when our words flow, they break down walls in the way of unity. Lord, cover our children, so they live to understand what it really means to build with love our fellow man. May they find a way to pray for peace, where the lines are drawn, and for courage to meet our enemy. We need your wisdom, so that when our words flow, they break down walls in the way of unity. Lord, cover our children, so they live to understand what it really means to build with and love our fellow man. May they too find a way to pray. When words escape us, just these tears for how we feel. We must insist that there are still answers, and that what will be revealed will heal.
Yes, we will find a way to heal. Yes, we will find.
Yes, we will find a way to heal you. Oh, to erase the lies.
Yes, we
so
will.
We can
find.
This serving there in Little Rock, was there, let's just be honest, was there anything in you that needed to change to kind of prepare and equip you to serve in such a diverse setting?
Well, definitely, man. I back in November of 18 is when I experienced, this is just recent. We're here in June of 19.
Yeah.
Back in November is when I first became even. I mean, I've been knowing about this church for a long time, and they do a lot here in the state of in Central Arkansas. A lot. They're very wide open as far as outreach is concerned.
Wow.
And so one of the things that changed in me, that prepared me, better prepared for me for this was, I like to say, back in November I took my mask off.
Mm.
You know, I unmasked who I was as a servant leader. I unmasked who I was as a worshiper, and I came to God and I showed him, yeah, here are all my vulnerable points, you know what I'm saying? And I really just came true to myself. And what happened was, man, in that process, he opened me up to diverse worship, to cross-cultural worship. He presented this opportunity to me. And a lot of times, man, we as artists and worship leaders, you know, we tend to put a dollar sign, you know, if you will, in front of our services.
Uh-oh.
Man, I don't know if I meant to go here.
Uh-oh, come on, Brother Terry, come on.
We put a dollar sign in front of my service. And so one of those masks that I had to lift was always making a monetary transaction,
yeah,
with my gift. You,
yeah,
know, say, hey, I'll come on board if you can pay me this.
Yeah.
Or I'll come on board if, you know, I'll limit my services to this for this amount of pay per,
mm-hmm,
week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time, man, my mask was lifted, and God said, hey, man, make a faith transaction,
wow,
with me, and I will do the rest. So, you know, I really put my faith in God, and this is not sounding just like cliche about it.
Yeah.
You know, I put my faith in God, and I was like, hey, God, I walked away from the car business. I was selling cars, Fred, for the last 4.5 years, doing well, man. I mean, a very good flow of income, My name was in the market. I was doing well in the car, but I found out that that's not who I was designed to be. My purpose was not to be on a car lot selling cars. Although I did well with it, but that wasn't what God planned for me. And so when I removed this mask and said, okay, God, I'm tired of being something that I'm not. I'm tired of getting up, doing something that I know I'm not purposed to do. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I said, God, I'm not going to put a monetary amount on it. I'm just going to follow you. And so I started working at Rock Creek on Tuesday nights, just really volunteering. They really were just paying me for my gas, you know what I'm saying? And I walked away from the car business, man, by faith. And God just continued to open the doors and continue to grow this relationship. And like I said, man, it's just been a blessing to walk by faith and see the fruit, not by your labor, but just by you believing and trusting in God. You know, my family had to get behind me and say, okay, this is the decision that you've made. You know, things changed because that income that I did have selling cars, man, I mean, it became second nature. You know, to sell a car and exceed the monthly budget that we had. You know, that was God was blessing me there. Yeah. But if you walk away from that, to put my family in a position where they're like, hey, man, what's going on here? You know, even I had the question, say, all right, God, I did it. Now what's up? You know, it took a process, Fred. It took a process of me each time that I would, my trust level would get greater and greater. He would remind me more and more that the more I remove and the more I more transparent, the more I surrender to him, the wider this window became for me, you know. Yeah. And so during this process, Been Good was a song that I was I had Been Good sitting in my pocket for almost 2.5 years.
Wow.
And so yeah, man, just, you know, I wasn't rushing it. I went through a couple of producers that was trying to produce this sound, and then I finally got to a place back in like around February where I was like, hey, this is the sound. This is what I wanted to sound like. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the people I wanted to reach. I got very specific about it, man. And here we are, you know. Here I'm talking to the great Fred Willis about it. So.
Wow, yeah, that's quite a testimony.
That's what faith to do for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you mentioned Noah earlier in the interview, and I got to do this. Hearing you talk about the faith move, and you know, with Noah, God gave him an assignment. You know, he gave him an assignment.
That's right.
But Noah walked it out before his family. You know, you mentioned that your family had to get on board with that. Yeah. You know, and over the period of 120 years, you know, they watched him build the ark. And I think that's a crucial thing, because especially as men, when we do something, when we respond to God in faith, you know, sometimes the hardest sell, and you were, you know, a fantastic car salesman, but sometimes the hardest sell, and I know you know this, is our family. You know,
man, talk about it.
Especially when you start to talk about income changing.
Come on, man.
You know, relocating, you know, that's something we don't want to move. That we can tell God in our most, we can take the mask off and say, look, God, I don't know anything about this over there. I don't know how you're going to provide. I got answers that I need to give them. And sometimes we don't have answers, you know, but when you move in faith, you just see God just open that. I mean, I'm going to give you time to talk about that, because I want people to hear this from somebody who is walking it out and who is already in the place of watching God reward. Now, I'm in Hebrews 11:6 here. Reward our faith. Reward how we seek him.
Yeah, man.
Just reward where we are. So just take a moment and just elaborate on he's been good, but he's still good. His goodness endures for all generations. But just talk about how good the Lord has been, a little more about how good the Lord has been in response to your move of faith.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, man, I started documenting back in January. I started documenting keeping a prayer journal.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an integral piece of me turning the corner, if you will, or transitioning to not just believing, but starting to see God manifest himself in my life and in the life of my family. I mean, my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, is a youth worship leader.
Wow.
At our church. And in this project, she just stepped up and started, hey, I'm going to start leading the youth.
Wow.
You know, so she's 15, and then so she started leading. So I'll start saying that was a fruit of mine. I was like, wow, okay, God, that's what I was praying for.
Yeah.
Some of the things I started praying for.
Yeah.
And so instead of just praying, you know how we can get in the hustle and bustle of life. We can get down on our knees and we can pray to God, you know, umpteen thousand things. We say, God, I need this. I need you to move in this area. I need you to move. But then, you know, and it's not that God forgets, but when I started journaling these things and I started writing them down and I started circling them, that and it likened, the circle kind of likened the people of Israel when they circled the Jericho walls.
Oh, wow.
You know, a lot of times we can get away, we can ask God for things and we forget we even asked him for them, you know, because we're back on our knees the next night and we're asking for something else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What this journal did for me, it allowed me to see what I was asking for and then go back and take it again to him and say, okay, God, I'm circling this again. I want you to take being good all over the country.
Wow.
I want you to permeate the hearts of the listeners, that it reached the right people, the radio, the program directors, everybody that needs to put it in his hand. Because you know, we're not, you know, I wouldn't sit here and brag and boast that I have a, you know, $300,000-$400,000 budget, you know, to take it across the country, because I don't. You know, I'm just keeping it real, you know, but I have a gang of faith and I continue to circle these things. So I like the listeners to know that, hey, whatever it is that you're praying for and that you're asking God for, to circle them, to go back and put them before God. It's kind of like, you know, when my child is asking me for a pair of Jordans or an iPhone, she's going to ask me and continue to ask me until I say, you know, all right, let's go out. You know, one day I'm just going to break down and say, all right, let's go and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing God does. We're his children, and if I know if I'll do it for mine, you know, for my own, then I know for sure that he'll do it for me. So it's not that we're pestering and continue to ask God for the same thing over. We're just presenting it before him like, hey, God, I know you haven't forgotten me. So I just started again, just by faith, just start circling the things that I'm asking God to do. And I do it. I do this daily. I have a daily journal that I keep, man. And at the end of the week, I go back and I say, okay, God, you did this. Okay, God, we're still praying for this. We're still, you know, and then he continues, you know, to amaze me and open these doors for me, man, that some doors that I didn't even knock on, man. I didn't even know how we were connected, but now we've been connected, you know, two or three different ways, you know.
Yeah.
Just how the beauty of how God works, you know what I'm saying, and how he, when it's your time and when it's your season, you know, just walking into it. And as soon as I get off the phone call, I'm going to write down Fred Willis' name and the purposes and the endeavors that you have.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Lastly, before I finish this little part here, I believe that it's integral, it's very, very important that we pray for others.
Yes.
Like the things that other people are doing in their lives. Things that, you know, like if it's for Fred to for this endeavor of men coming together and walking in purpose, hey, I'm gonna pray that God do what you're asking me to do, so then that way it'll come my way. You know
bless
what I'm saying?
God.
So
yes.
So it won't be something that I'm being selfish about. You know, it's something that I'm actually, you know, praying for that it happened for you. You know, what I'm praying for God to manifest in my life, I'm praying that it happened for you first. Give it short to you first and then bring it down to my block.
Wonderful, man. That is amazing. And I want to thank you in advance for your prayers, because what God is doing is I believe he's changing the narrative in society. And I got to say this. I saw a picture yesterday. There was a man. He was standing behind his daughter with a gun. You know, we see that every prom season, every May, April, May.
Right,
we see that.
Right.
And I thought about that for a second, because I said, now I'm a father. I have sons. My sons will be going over to their house. And, you know, prom tradition, the young man goes over to the house to pick up the young lady. And when he gets to her house, he arrives to a crowd. He arrives to uncles and fathers, or father figures who, like that man in that
right.
picture, are armed, and they show him their guns.
Right.
And that young man has to face all of that alone. And I said, I refuse to send my son into a situation like that. I got two sons. I said, so the first thing about that is I need to be talking to my sons about why that's toxic. As in addition to, first of all, training them up to not be the type of men who need that to keep them on the straight and narrow.
That's good.
So I said,
that's a good perspective, man. You know, I never thought about that. Go ahead. Yeah, I've never thought about that.
We do it all the time, and we praise that. We say, oh, you got a daughter, you better get your gun. But it's like, what about the young men who are approaching these situations? And I just believe God is changing the narrative for men and about men, and he's changing it right now. This is the season of purpose, because it all starts with purpose. We got to quit living day to day without knowing why we're here, you know? And so, I mean, I'm getting passionate about it, but I just believe that that's where God is. And so the more God shows me men who are walking in purpose, you know, the more I'm just going to be a light. You know, I'm building a platform to showcase these people, you know, to tell the world about them. And one function of your purpose is your music, you know, and another function is obviously, you know, being a lighthouse. Matthew 5:16, showing people that you're walking in purpose. Your family too.
Right.
You know, Noah, when it was time to go, he took his family, you know. So without going too far, y'all, because I could talk about this all day.
Man, you good, man. Every time you mention family, man, I think about, like, my wife just stepped out because I'm sitting in my vehicle. Back in November, when I first really, like I say, unmasked myself, you know, I've been in this gospel music ministry for a long time. I mean, a lot of the listeners, you may be familiar with my brother Todd Delaney, who's an international worship leader, you know, all over the world. His songs are all over the Billboard charts. You know, God had to deal with me because Todd was not singing gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
I was not doing music at all. And so obedience, if I could share anything with anybody, man, it's about being obedient. And when I hear you talk about purpose and passion, using those words, and then I like to add abilities. You know, I call it PPA, passion, purpose, and ability.
I love
it. You know, when those three collide, man, you become an unstoppable force.
Wow.
My brother is a product of obedience. You know what I'm saying? He was never really just the singer of the family, but he was obedient. He walked away from a six-figure salary at 18 years old. He was 18 years old making six figures and walked away from it to pursue a gospel ministry, a call on his life. Me, on the other hand, I had all the ability in the world, but wasn't walking in purpose.
Wow.
You know, wasn't walking in purpose, and it was, here I am. I'm 43. I'll be 44 next month, Fred.
Wow.
And I believe here's the kicker, man. A lot of people will get to this age and be like, well, you know, it's over. You know, you can't do that. That's past you. That season is gone. I've even had people tell me that. People right here that are my peers and be like, man, you still want to pursue music, man? It should be more of a hobby. But guess what? God reminded me that he doesn't put an expiration date on my anointing.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And so for anybody out there listening that know, if you haven't found your purpose, if you haven't found what you're passionate about or where your ability, I challenge you where your abilities really flourish or where they really are destined to be, or where they're really, you know, where you can flow with it, where your abilities are 100% in action. It's never too late. You know, there's always an audience. There's always a lane for you to take off in. You know, it's never too late for you to walk in obedience. And that's the key. I believe that God rewards our obedience. And then once we line up according with being obedient, the purpose, the passion, and all of those abilities, they make us an unstoppable force, man. You know, God preserve, you know, a preservative old country boy, you know, down here in Arkansas. I meet a bunch of country boys. My manager, one of my managers, Tracy Bell, good old country boy from Dumas, Arkansas.
Yeah,
I'm talking about backwoods country, man. Yeah. If you ever been to Dumas, Dottie, I mean, Pine Bluff and Little Rock is country, but Dumas is country. You know what I'm saying? I met a guy, man, from Dumas down from his way. There's a pear tree. I'm gonna make this as quick as I can, friend. There's a pear tree in my backyard. I know nothing about farming. I know nothing about trees. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, this guy that's from Dumas, Arkansas. Matter of fact, he's from Mitchellville, Arkansas.
Wow.
Came in my backyard. He saw all these pears on my tree. He said, man, why you ain't picking those pears? I was like, man, they fall off. I may grab a couple of them and that'll be it. Well, he came back left my house, came back with bushels.
Wow.
And he picked every pear he can get down. And then about 2 or 3 days later, he was on Facebook selling them as preservatives.
Yeah.
I said, man, you need to cut me in. And people were just hitting him up on his inbox, hitting him up on his face, like, man, he was selling them for $5 and $10 a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Tori, don't worry. I saved you some. I put them in my deep freezer. He said, Tori, these preservatives, they'll be good a year from now. Mm-hmm. 2 years from now, they'll be just as fresh as the day I picked them off your tree.
Wow.
And I stopped in my tracks and I said, what? I said, man, see, I always knew what preservatives were because I see them in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But when I thought about it and I thought about my gifting, I thought about my purpose,
yeah,
and I thought about my passion. And I said, wow, God, you can preserve me for such a time as now.
Oh, yes.
For the years that I was disobedient and I wasn't walking in purpose, he says, I'll preserve you,
yeah,
for such a time as now. Ooh. And so now here I am telling you a story at 43 years old saying God has been good. And Fred, I promise, you know, they say, hey, if you don't use your gift, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
Well, they somebody lied because God will. I feel like when I sing now, man, I feel like I'm 18 years old again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My range has increased. My stamina is there, and then I sing from a place of experience.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And not just sounding good, not just the latest riff or the latest run. You know what's called the latest progression. It's a place of what I'm really passionate, man. I dig a place where God has opened a well, and now I'm just like, hey, here now this well is open to the public for everyone to consume from.
The people I looked up to were gangsters.
From IamSecond.com.
So I just wanted to be like those guys.
Recording artist Lecrae.
Never met my father. Kind of makes you wrestle with, why isn't he there? Is it something about me? I experienced abuse as a kid. I experienced neglect. So I was just wanting real significance, and I didn't feel like I was going to get it trying to be this manicured, good, all-around person. Got arrested in high school, fighting all the time. I put on a gang list, took a gun, and stood in the middle of the street. I'm just this misfit of a person. I remember articulating, like, God, get me out of this. And then it kind of hit me, like, somebody thinks I'm significant, incredibly significant enough to die for me. It all made sense. It just, I needed to know Jesus.
Watch Lecrae's story and others like these at IamSecond.com.
What's up? I know it's hard to keep your chin up. I know at times you wanna give up. I know. What's up? I know at times your faith get cloudy. Fighting with the enemy can get rowdy. I know. I know it's hard when you're going through something and you don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, be strong. Please hold on. God got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness. God got that love, and he loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness. What's up? I know at
Sometimes things can get tough, but trust in the Lord even when it gets rough. I know, what's up? I know you waiting on the Lord to make a way. If we all pray together, things gon' change. I know. I know it's hard when you're going through something and you don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, be strong. Please hold on. God got that love, and He loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness. God got that love, and He loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness. What's up? In the middle of the storm,
and I couldn't see nothing.
All of my girls
telling me to stop fronting.
Call the Lord,
the Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Oh Lordy. Yeah. Do you hear my voice? I'm calling.
Yeah.
Everything around me's falling.
Okay.
Pick me up, way up, get me up, way up.
Ooh.
God got that love, and He loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness. Got that love, and He loves all of us. What can I get a witness? I'm a witness.
I'm a witness.
GPC.
Yeah.
What up?
I love it so much. I want to ask you this. What was it
that
pushed you finally into walking this life of purpose? What was it?
Man, I just got tired, man. At the end of 17, I lost my identity, man. I've been gotten so far away from who I am.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a worshiper and being a worship leader, I've always, I've always known that's where God had designed me to be. But, the hustle and bustle of life, I started defining my purpose by my career.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By what I did. Like, okay, if I sell cars, I mean, I've always been a salesman, saying? And
yeah.
As you see in this interview, I will talk. There's no, I'm not shy opening my mouth, and telling, speaking my heart.
Yeah.
However, but what got me back, man, at the end of 17, I ran into a college classmate, and I was showing them that we weren't connected on Facebook like a lot of people are. He doesn't even use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was scrolling through my phone to show him some pictures of my family. And I scrolled for about, 45 seconds to a minute
mm-hmm.
before I could find a picture. I had cars. I had where I sell on trucks and SUVs. I mean, selfies on the car lot. I mean, it was just nothing
yeah.
but cars. I was
yeah.
like, man, whose phone is this?
Yeah.
There was nothing. And so after I finally found a picture of my family, and then I showed him and talked about that. And the conversation was over. He's going his way. I'm going mine. I sat there and I go like, man, who am I?
Yeah.
I couldn't find anything that was just musical about me. Hmm. You can tell a lot about a person when you go through their phone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you pick up a lost phone, you can tell a lot what's dear to their heart just by what's current in the current pictures
mm-hmm.
or what's going on in their life.
Right.
And so I searched myself and I said, man, I gotta get back to who I am. I got to get back to who I am. And there was a part of me even, man, that the devil played. He said, man, yeah, look at your brother.
Mm.
That's supposed to be you. There was a part of jealousy that rose up in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even called him. I even called my brother and told him this. He's like, wow, what you mean jealous?
Yeah.
He's like, man, you taught me all of this. You the one told me to go do this.
Wow.
And I was like, well, man, I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to go that far. I didn't tell you to leave me in the wind. But what happens is, man, I know, right? It's crazy. The
yeah.
big brother telling the little brother.
Right.
But what happens is God has a way of bringing us back. And, yeah. You know, and so my aspiration, man, one of the differences between he and I and just the platform, I'm more of a independent, just being in sales, you know what I'm saying? I love the journey of, I love the grind of finding my way, of really getting out here and putting together, you know, putting out quality music. The music part is the easy part.
Yeah.
But been able to meet people like yourself, people who have like-minded or like-hearted, you know what I'm saying, to push the, all pushing the same agenda, you know what I'm saying, and which is to bring the kingdom of God, you know, to build the kingdom of God here on earth, to make his name great, to promote him and his purpose, his word, his plan for our lives, and that is never too late. It's never too late to get out here and build your own lane, man. That's what got me going. I saw an identity crisis, and I set out to change that. I said, hey, I got to get back to what God purposed me. And I told God, man, that if he gave me another opportunity, that I'll make it more than a music experience. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be a guy that just sings. You know what I'm saying? I want when people experience me, that they experience the Holy Ghost and that they see themselves through my testimony, and they're able to look within themselves and find out, you know, a greater potential or find greater in God in themselves, you know, and continue to walk it out.
Man, I love it so much. You guys heard that journey to back to purpose. You know, life will do it. You know, it's I'll say this as we wrap this up. There's an actor, Jeffrey Owens. He was living life as a cashier at Trader Joe's. And the lady snapped a picture of him. And in essence, she asked him, like everybody who encountered him, asked him, what are you doing here? And life will do it. You know, God will afford us those opportunities. I call them opportunities. You can call them whatever you want to call them. You can feel however you want to feel. But God will send that reminder, that tap on the shoulder and say, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this place so far away from purpose? Tory Delaney has a new song out entitled Been Good. You heard his story here. So much conversation we could have. You are in Pine Bluff. I got to say this. You were in Pine Bluff. Everybody in Pine Bluff can sing, y'all. I have seen people from Pine Bluff. I just say, can you sing? And they say, yeah, I can sing. And they open their mouth. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's in the water down there? Bring me a glass, a bottle or something. Pine Bluff.
All right.
I take it you were a student at UAPB.
I was, yes, sir.
At
graduated
UAPB.
In 1999, class of 99. That's right.
Listen, y'all, UAPB is nothing to sneeze at. That band down there, that music program, that college down there. Listen, all that stuff. Philander Smith, I think, is in Little Rock. Another HBCU.
That's right.
Great universities, great schools down there. But in Pine Bluff, we found this little short guy. He's a preacher now. He's also an international gospel artist. Come out of Pine Bluff, Pastor Smokey Norfolk, also connected.
Yeah, man.
To Todd Delaney,
good
as
friend
you,
of mine. Yeah.
Good friend of the Delaney family.
Yeah, man.
So it's just interesting the way God connects all of this thing. So God is good. I'm going to ask you a few rapid fire questions as we wrap this up. First question, at church, do you ever sing any of your brother's songs?
Come on. Yes, sir, I do. I just did Great Name this past Sunday.
Did you?
Yes, sir. That was my first time ever doing it. But yeah, definitely, I infuse this music, man. I mean, this music reaches the masses, you know what I'm saying? It'll definitely, you know, have no problem with promoting, you know, God through his songs. No doubt about it.
Absolutely. And the world
it's
is
a family thing.
Yeah, I love that so much. And speaking of family, you guys are going to be in concert together down there in Little Rock. Tell me about that.
August 16th, man. It'll be the first time in both of our professional careers that we share the same ticket. It's going to be a big thing, man. Todd is as you all know, Todd has gone all over the world, you know, proclaiming this good news. And with me relaunching my music career, we're excited to have him here. This is actually be his first time. Because he came here one time with Smokey, singing background with Smokey years ago. But this would be Todd's first time professionally as a professional artist in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, and they've dubbed it TD2. So you get TD both ways, Tory Delaney and Todd Delaney, man. So it's gonna, we're excited to have him down, man, and looking forward to a high time. That's August 16th.
August 16th.
In Little Rock, Arkansas.
In Little Rock. Listen, y'all, it's gonna be an amazing time there. Just listen, those who of you who have listened, I hope you've learned so much, not just about Tory Delaney, but just God in general and walking in purpose and the great reward that there is in walking in purpose. It's a journey, y'all. It's not easy, but you know what? Jesus said, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And I just want to say that even in walking in purpose, sometimes it get hard, but please don't quit. There are people that God has established. He has set them up to be blessed by your ministry. And so it's incumbent upon you to see this thing all the way through the end. Tory Delaney, I have been blessed today talking to you.
Likewise, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man. I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm looking forward to building this relationship with you guys, man, with you, with your station, man. I really appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. Same here. And again, until next time, y'all listen, if you're anywhere near Little Rock, you need to get there August 16th. For TD2, you need to be there for that. And also, we're going to be playing Ben Good here. You can hear if you're not anywhere near us, which we're worldwide on the internet, but you need to call and request it on your favorite radio station. Let your favorite DJ know they need to be playing Ben Good in celebration of God's goodness, which the Bible says it endures unto all generations, from big brother to little brother and on from there. I'm Fred Willis. You've been listening to On the Record today. My very special guest, Tory Delaney, you got the last word.
Bless you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Hey, this is Tory Delaney, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
My God has been good, so good,
so good.
Can you see? He's my everything.
He's my everything.
He's been good.
Take a good look.
Take a good look at me.
I'm not what I used. Treated me the way that I behaved in the past. Your grace and mercy will always be my testimony. I can never repay you. I can never thank you enough for your sacrifice and for Jesus Christ. For laying down his life and for saving my soul from a burning hell, for healing my body and keeping me well.
Oh, can't you see?
Can't you see?
Man, it's for real.
It's SP Radio.